A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Jesus went on to say, "The kingdom of God is like this. A man scatters seed in his field. He sleeps at night, is up and about during the day, and all the while the seeds are sprouting and growing. Yet he does not know how it happens. The soil itself makes the plants grow and bear fruit. First the tender stalk appears, then the ear, and finally the ear full of corn. When the corn is ripe, he starts cutting it with his sickle because harvest time has come. And again, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like?" asked Jesus. "What parable shall we use to explain it? It is like this. A woman takes a mustard seed, the smallest seed in the world, and plants it in the ground. After a while, it grows up and becomes the biggest of all plants. It puts out such large branches that the birds come and make their nests in its shade." Jesus preached his message to the people using many other parables. He told them as much as they could understand. He would not speak to them without using parables. Yet when he was alone with his disciples, he would explain everything to them. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I ponder today's gospel, two important aspects of our journey touch my heart. The first is that we do not always know or understand how change and growth are happening. And yet, we are called to trust that it is God who brings forth the harvest. And the second is that it is often just the little things which bring about change and growth. The little things like the little mustard seed. In today's reading, just notice how Jesus reminds us that it is while the sower is sleeping, as well as when awake, that the seed is sprouting and growing. Now it would seem that the man who sowed the seed has done his bit simply by planting the seed. We say God helps those who help themselves. Yet perhaps the important aspect is that the one who plants the seed is willing to wait, to trust. Wait for the harvest. This person does not constantly dig the seed up out of the dark earth to find out what is happening. In our own lives, especially during a dark time, we are asked to trust that God's love is at work in us to bring about the change and the growth necessary for life. It is a little like when we have surgery. We may not see any results of healing. Not for a while, anyway. Yet, thanks to the work and the skill of the physician, our bones are being re-knitted, and only time will show forth the harvest of change and growth. Then Jesus goes on, he's a wonderful teacher, he goes on to use the example of smallness to help us ponder the mystery of growth. When you look at a huge tree, can you begin to imagine how it grew from a tiny little seed? What trust and confidence it requires to believe that this huge tree was once just the smallest of seeds planted in the earth. What a reminder to look at all of creation and give thanks to God for the marvel of growth from seed to harvest. So to engage in our journey of growth requires our collaboration with this God of mystery, God of surprises. Recently, I was celebrating with my family this year, 2015, as it is the year of our parents' 100th birthday. As I looked at those present on our family tree, I marvelled at the changes and growth which have taken place in each seed, each person's life. There were 64 of us at this reunion, almost the whole family, and we ranged from 3 months to 83, and there was even a baby in the womb. Now today, as I ponder all the changes that each person there, all those gathered, each one has needed to experience much on the journey of change and growth, from seed to full potential, from womb to tomb. It is such a mystery, and one which requires our cooperation for the fullness of life. So perhaps today I can ask, and you can ask the question, where in my life do I need to wait patiently, trusting, for the growth my heart desires? And what conditions will nourish the soil for this growth? Yes, what are the conditions? Well, our family reunion showed me that the conditions are those of a sense of belonging, a sense of being loved, a sense of deep support and care for each other. These are the conditions for growth. They say it takes a village to raise a child, and I certainly believe this is true. I saw it happening before my own eyes with our extended family, each child, each seed, being nourished, being tended, as we await the harvest of full growth. Blessings this day as you wait and ponder and trust.